Psalm 132, A Song of Degrees. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he sware unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, "Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to mine eyelids, until I find out a place for the Lord, an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we have heard of it at Ephratah. We found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacles. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou in the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne for evermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest for ever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. Oh, the greatness of David, a man after God's own heart. A man who suffered and bled and wept and cried mightily to his God and was heard in that he feared. He refused to give sleep to his eyes or slumber to his eyelids until God showed him the place where he was to dwell in Israel. And it was in Ephratah, and he found it in the fields of the wood. In the city of David, Mount Zion itself. And oh, what a glorious day that was when David and the priests and all the saints of the Lord of the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with sacrifices and offerings and dancing and shouting and great joy into the place of its rest. The tabernacle David pitched for it in Zion. Oh, imagine the joy and rejoicing. We will go into his tabernacles. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou in the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness. Let thy saints shout for joy. And everyone that day, rich and poor, was given bread, a piece of flesh, and wine in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And because of David's zeal for the Lord and his house, the Lord made an everlasting covenant with David and his house. He swore in truth unto David that of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne, and thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. And so we see that the Lord, the mighty God of Jacob, swore unto David that his throne would be established forever. Praise the Lord. But let us remember what Jesus said. For he said, "Search the Scriptures. They are they which testify of me." Let us peer deeper into the psalm, and not just see the story in the past regarding David and the house of God, but let us look and see the future prophecy of Christ and the eternal rest of the Father. For truly, the day came where God would not dwell in tabernacles and temples made with hands, but he decided that he would tabernacle in flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. Lo, we heard of it at Ephratah. And thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Emmanuel, God with us. Oh, the greatness of Jesus Christ, the man of the heart of God, his body being the temple of the living God. But oh, how Christ was zealous for his Father's house, and he was not sent to be the only one to house the Father. But let us remember his afflictions, the man who suffered and bled and wept and cried mightily to his Father and was heard in that he feared. For he would not go back up into his glory with the Father until he found out the place where God could dwell with man, until he hallowed out a habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. And where would this place be found? Oh, he was born in Ephratah, but we found it in the fields of the wood of his cross, the place where he died and cried, "It is finished." Now that his body has been opened, the veil is rent in twain. The door into the most holy place has been opened, and now we can go into his tabernacle. We can partake of his body, and we can worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. He arose from the grave. He arose back into heaven above. He has entered into his rest so that we might enter in with him. For truly the Lord swore unto David that of the fruit of his body will I, not he, not David, will I, that's the Lord himself, set upon his throne. For the Father has raised up the Son and set him at his own right hand, until all his enemies are clothed with shame under his feet. And on that very same night, when he made the place where God and man could dwell together again, in his own flesh, by his own blood, through the eternal Spirit, did he not satisfy his poor disciples with bread, with a piece of lamb flesh, and with wine? For by his body, his flesh, and his blood shall we be abundantly satisfied forever. For oh, how he clothes us, his priests of the royal priesthood, with righteousness forever. Righteousness unto eternal salvation. And oh, how all the saints of Christ shall shout for joy. For Christ has built the habitation of God's rest, the holy temple that we shall dwell in forever. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing forever and ever, world without end. For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of Zion above. For the Lord hath chosen Zion. He hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. For truly, God promised a horn of David that would bud and a lamp for his Christ. Let us see and know that this same Jesus, whom Israel crucified, God raised from the dead and made him Lord and Christ. He is the horn of David. He is the lamp of the brightness of the righteousness of God and the eternal salvation sent forth out of Zion that would shine to the Gentiles unto the ends of the earth. For he is the King of kings, that shall rule for ever and ever. In him shall all flesh see the glory of the Father. So let us rejoice and give thanks that for Zion's sake, Jesus would not hold his peace, and for the New Jerusalem's sake, he would not rest until he cried out on that cross, "It is finished." He found out the place for the Lord. He found out his eternal dwelling place, and it's of the fruit of his body, the body of Jesus Christ, the fruit of the tree of life. So let us remember the promise. If we, his children, keep his covenant and his testimony that he has taught us in the New Testament, if we overcome by his faith, then we and our children shall sit in his throne with him forevermore. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. Amen and amen. Psalm 132.